Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tommy, it's goose season. You live in a neighborhood that gets terrorized by geese?
Yeah, I do. And real quick, a funny story about that. Our HOA decided that to combat the geese, because we have ponds behind our house, that they were going to put these fake swans in the pond, which is fine, except for the fact that it's Kansas and it gets windy. And so more often than not, the swans are flipped over in the pond. And so it looks like we just have two dead swans floating in our pond. And it really doesn't do a whole lot to get the geese away.
Let that be a lesson to the geese of what might happen. Can we just get rid of the geese and keep the ducks? Because ducks are amazing, right? Ducks are like the greatest thing of all time. I mean, Tommy, you know what you see when a duck bends over, right?
Tell me.
A butt quack.
No. Okay.
Get it? Okay.
Thank you, Jad.
Get it?
Yeah. No.
You get that one?
I got it. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah. Ducks. I let you walk right into that one.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was good. That was great. That was really.
I don't even know where we go from there.
Did you see last night? Speaking of ridiculous, there was a college basketball game, Loyola Chicago and Duquesne, where somebody went onto the court and, like, the announcers bought it, right? Like, is that a Uber Eats guy trying to deliver McDonald's and he's lost? Like, come on now. And then he has got a microphone on and, like, were we that stupid when we were young, Tommy? I think we probably were, right? I think, like, yeah, this would be a great prank. And I still love great pranks. That's not even that good of a prank, though, because literally nobody's going to believe that an Uber Eats driver is really going to try to deliver McDonald's onto a basketball court in the middle of a game.
Yeah, there are, working in the world of sports and live sporting events and that sort of thing, there are always conversations going on about, you know, creative ways for content in game, not only for the fan experience, but for people who might be watching it at home or whatever that looks like. And especially at the minor league level, I don't know about, you know, college basketball or, you know, professional major league sports, but at the minor league level, there are a lot of teams that do things like that pretty regularly to try to get the crowd going, or, you know, they've got plants in the crowd that, you know, might be wearing opposing shirts and they're doing crazy things. And that's always a conversation. So I always say, if you go to really any kind of sporting event, just make sure that you know that there could very easily be something like that happening.
It's always, what is it? It's too good to be true, then it probably isn't. Yeah. There's, you know, if an Uber Eats driver really did that, it'd be the greatest thing ever, but there's like zero chance, right, of that happening.
And there's, you know, like, for instance, there's one that, you know, a lot of teams have done and variations of it where, you know, they put a plant in the audience and then they give away like a big screen TV and the mascot is holding the TV, but then he drops it on camera and it breaks. And everybody's like, oh, my God, and they think it's all real. And really, it's just a junk TV that you grabbed out of the, you know, storage.
That's actually a really good one.
It's content, you know, like things like that.
That's a good one.
You've got a guy that, you know, it dresses up in the opposing team's clothing, and he's sitting by himself in the stands, and he's eating a big jar of mayonnaise. You know, like just different things like that that just – you've got plants in the audience
like
and fan
too.
Experience type things, yeah.
Those are both good ones. Those are both good ones. We didn't hit this yesterday. Real quick, MVP finalists, no surprise. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson. I think it's Mahomes this year. This would have been an interesting year for a guy like Justin Jefferson. But the reality, Tommy, is that when we really look at it, and you have to, and Mahomes, this doesn't happen for him anymore because people are sort of sick of his greatness a little bit nationally, I think. But when you really look at the fact that he put up some of his best numbers of his career this year based on everything that happened in the offseason, it is pretty remarkable. And it doesn't feel like he just had his most impressive season as a pro, but I think he just had his most impressive season as a pro.
I think he did, without question, because you take away Tyreek Hill and you fill up a wide receiver room with guys that are either unproven or they've had down years and they're coming into Kansas City to try to prove it. And all Mahomes has done is put up his best statistical season of his career. So I think that without a doubt, it's his most remarkable year as a pro.
On the defensive side, no surprises. Micah Parsons, Nick Bosa, Chris Jones. I can't remember a year where it was pretty clearly a group of three guys as it is those three guys to me anyway. It's what we wanted to see for Chris Jones. I don't think you're going to make a case because of what Bosa's done and his numbers just specifically. I don't think you were going to get a case where he's going to win it. I think Bosa will, but it's awesome to see him there being recognized in that way. Chris Jones, you know, finally is starting to feel some of the love I think he's felt locally across the country here.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be Bosa for sure. But if you're looking at the candidacy of the most important player to a defense, I actually do think it's Chris Jones because that defense is average for the most part, and Chris Jones gets them to their ceiling. And where Nick Bosa is on a defense that overall the whole unit is elite. And so that's great, but if the Chiefs didn't have Chris Jones, that defense would be significantly worse. So I would at least give him most important player to the defense.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I don't want to hold that against Bosa, but yeah, I could be on board with that. The other one that drew my attention was the Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'll be interested to see if Brock Purdy actually gets in there, but Garrett Wilson for the Jets. Breece Hall would have won this award, Tommy. Breece Hall would have won this dadgum award, and that... I really, really, really hope we get him back for a full season next year. And that class for the Jets, imagine just Sauce Gardner, who's probably maybe going to win the Defensive Rookie of the Year. Garrett Wilson may win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. And Breece Hall would have won the Offensive Rookie of the Year had he stayed healthy. That is a class for the New York Jets. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this Thursday edition of Sports Daily right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.